Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How to Validate Your Startup Idea in 7 Days Before You Fail. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a sobering truth. 90% of startups fail because founders fall in love with solutions nobody wants. Think about that for a moment. We're not talking about poor execution or lack of funding. We're talking about building something the world simply doesn't need. Today, I'm sharing a validation framework that can save you months of wasted effort in just 1 week. Real validation happens before you write a single line of code. Let's start with the problem interview test. Your mission is simple. Find 10 people who experience your target problem daily, not friends who will tell you what you want to hear. Real people living with real pain. Ask them one question. What's the biggest challenge you face with this? Then listen. Listen for emotional language, frustration, urgency, desperation. If they say it's not really a big deal, that's your red flag. But if they immediately start venting, if their voice changes, if they lean forward with passion, that's your green flag. Next comes the willingness to pay test. Present your solution concept without building anything. Ask directly, if this existed today, what would you pay monthly? Then the real test. Would you prepay $50 to get early access? Track their responses carefully. You need at least 30% strong interest to proceed. Anything less means you're still solving a nice-to-have, not a must-have. Finally, conduct your competitor research reality check. Google your exact solution thoroughly. Here's what most entrepreneurs get wrong. No competitors often means no market, not opportunity. Look for failed attempts and understand why they didn't work. Find indirect competitors solving the same core problem. The best scenario? Competitors exist, but customers complain about them relentlessly. Let me share Sarah's story. She wanted to create a meal planning app for busy parents. Day one, she interviewed 10 working parents. All complained about dinner stress. Day two, she showed mock-ups. 7 out of 10 said they'd pay $10 monthly. Day three, she found 3 existing apps with terrible reviews about complexity. Sarah knew she had a validated idea worth pursuing. Your actionable takeaway starts tomorrow. Send 5 messages asking people about their biggest daily frustrations. Focus on problems that make people genuinely angry or stressed. Remember, validation isn't about your brilliant idea. It's about their undeniable pain. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson. Brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.